traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone. There is a fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Catches him with a knee. And he's... Austin Idol's going after the figure four. Austin Idol has gone after the figure four. And what is Idol doing? Idol is strapping those legs together. Austin Idol is strapping those legs together. And it's becoming obvious to me. Austin Idol. Austin Idol must be... He must be a bounty hunter. Finley comes in, tries to break it up. The world champion catches him. Donovan comes in, the champion catches him. And we've got total bedlam and chaos here. Donovan caught again by Harley Race, the world champion. In the meantime, Tommy Rich. Tommy Rich is still tied into that figure four. And the pain has to be tremendously intense. Steve Travis is in there. Kevin Sullivan wrestling too. Wait a minute. The world champion Harley Race is leaving the ring. World champion Harley Race is leaving the ring. And now they're all after Austin Idol. They're all after Austin Idol. And this man, obviously, this man was willing to sacrifice his body and everything else for a bounty.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
You know that Dusty is a bomb. And wrestling too is such a slob. Compared. Number two, a neck sucking dog. He even made fun of his family. Well, he said he had one word to say to you, pal. Indeed.
Harley Ray.
Soon the mat will meet your face. And you'll go down in disgrace.
Just when you thought you'd heard all the news in professional wrestling, along comes Billy Corgan and David Lagana with NWA hot out of Atlanta, GA, at the Georgia Public Broadcasting Studios. And look what has happened. Look what has gone down. And it hasn't even been 1 week since they posted episode one up on their YouTube channel. That is NWA Power, darling. And on their Facebook page. And they've already have about a 500,000 views. And it hasn't even been a week yet. Do you think that this is something, a product that people have been basically begging for, and now they finally got it, and they're so stoked about something different. Yes, folks, different. Something new, but kind of sort of old, but back into today's technology with a tremendous roster of talent. I'm talking about some serious athletes led by none other than Nick Aldis, the NWA heavyweight champion. And yes, he is the national treasure, and I make it my pleasure to recognize him as that. And then you go over to the desk. Who's sitting at that desk with those headphones on? My boy, Jim Cornette. And what a job him and Joe Galli did. Man, those guys were just absolutely awesome. Everything was awesome about that episode. And obviously the public thinks the same way. Otherwise, they wouldn't already have 500,000 viewers. Man, that's serious numbers, y'all. I mean, that's really serious numbers. Now, bear this in mind. Each Tuesday at 6:05, that magical hour, 6:05 Eastern Standard Time, you will see a brand new episode. It's not going to cost you anything. You can see it simultaneously if you want to, or choose which one you want to watch it on. Go to the NWA Power YouTube channel. It'll be right there, darling. Or you can go to the NWA Power Facebook page. Whatever's most convenient for you. And you'll be able to watch a brand new episode every single Tuesday. Tell your friends about this. You don't want anybody to be left out. This is an audience I can unequivocally promise you it's going to grow exponentially. Gosh, that's a lot of syllables. I'm not even sure what it means. Exponentially. By the day. It's so exciting. I'm excited that I actually had a very small part in episode one promoting Austin Idol's Universal Wrestling College. I've been holding back on that for so long. Now, my doors aren't open. Not yet. But they will be. Relatively soon. And you'll see a link right here. See that link there? UniversalWrestlingCollege.com. You can go there and click that baby on and get a great idea of what this is all about. This is a premier professional wrestling coaching training atmosphere. It's over 9,000 square feet, incredible amount of amenities, first class, absolutely first class, and I'm totally stoked about this. Now, y'all, listen to what I'm about to say, because this is really big, and this is about my sponsor, my latest sponsor, Mike's Hard. You know, you can just go to their website, mikeshard.com. You will learn in the event you don't already know about what they're all about. They are one amazing brand. They are an incredible family. They are fun-loving. They care about others. They truly care about others. And they're just great folks from the top down to the bottom. And with Mike's Hard, there is no bottom. There really isn't. It's a big family. Everybody's a family member. And I'm fortunate enough to be part of that family, just like I am with Billy Corgan and David Lagana's NWA. It's humbling, and I'm incredibly proud. I truly am. So Austin Idol's Universal Wrestling College is going to have an amazing name to it, or the building itself. It's going to be called the Mike's Hard Arena, home of Austin Idol's Universal Wrestling College. Now, what makes this such a big deal? Could it be the only building in the world that's named after Mike's Hard? The Mike's Hard Arena? Yeah, that makes it kind of a big deal. We're located in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina, right in the heart of NWA territory, man. I mean, Charlotte, North Carolina is only 92 miles from here. Think about all the amazing talent that came out of Charlotte, North Carolina. All that's NWA. We can start with Ric Flair, Wahoo McDaniel. We can go to Greg Valentine. Gosh, it's an endless list. Roddy Piper, my boy Roddy Piper. It just goes on and on and on. Mulligan. Oh, you know, you'd have to spend a lot of time going through that roster list. A lot of time. Then Atlanta's right down the street from me. It's only about 145 miles. Asheville, North Carolina, I believe, is only about 65 miles. So I'm very, very fortunate to be right here kind of in the middle of it all. It's almost like being in the epicenter. We got big news here, y'all. Big, big news. It's been a big week for professional wrestling, and we're only getting started. If you haven't seen the first episode of NWA Power, I totally encourage you to do it. Once again, go to the YouTube channel, NWA Power, or on their Facebook page, and you can watch it. I mean, it's, you know, when I saw it the first time, I mean, it flashed me back big time. It really did. I mean, yeah, the studio is different because it's modern day now. Everything is first class. And what I really love is that the athletes themselves, they're not being led on dog collars and being told what to do and what to say. I mean, it's really just, hey, like shooting a shotgun in the air, and whatever comes out, comes out. And that spontaneity is just unmatched. I mean, the last thing in the world that Billy Corgan or David Lugano would do, the very last thing they would give somebody, anybody, a sheet of paper and say this. That's the last thing they would do. It's the last, they would never want it. This is what makes them so different. They're so different. And these guys get after it, man. These wrestlers, they get after it. We have male and female, by the way, and there's a long, long list of talent. We haven't begun to see it all. I'm so excited about seeing the next episode. I really can't wait. And I believe just about everybody feels the same way. Gosh, they left me hungry. I stay hungry now, don't get me wrong. Austin Idol, he'd be staying hungry, and they left me hungry. And you know what? That's been missing in professional wrestling for a long time. I mean, for decades, where a wrestling program goes off the air and the audience, the television audience, is left foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog, waiting for the next episode. Well, that's all changed. It just changed. So we got a new sheriff in town, y'all. It's a gun-slinging Wild Wild West now with NWA and AEW and WWE and whoever else. It's just absolutely pandemonium. I love this. I love bedlam and chaos. And chaos and bedlam, like Gordon Solie said about that clip in Atlanta when I was wrestling Tommy Rich and Harley Race was there, God rest his soul, and oh man, Sullivan was in on it, and wrestling too, and you know, the ring filled up. That was studio wrestling, man, TBS there on Techwood Drive. And what's really cool about this is the Georgia Public Broadcasting studios are only, I believe, you know, a few blocks away. 300 yards, 250 yards, something like that. I haven't been there yet, but I think that's, I think I'm close to that distance. Yes, that's that word, distance. Exactly. So anyway, big stuff, y'all, big stuff. So anyway, Mike's Hard, thank you. I look forward to a very long future with you. Billy Corgan, David Lagana, NWA, I look forward to a very long future with you. I'm excited, y'all. I'm totally excited. It's just a beautiful thing. You know, you work hard, and that's the key. You got to work hard. You got to have a vision. Got to have a vision. You have to be passionate about whatever it is. You got to be so passionate about something and have the mindset and the will to never, ever, ever give up, never quit, never, ever give up. Man, you know, about the University of Wrestling College, I've been looking for a building for 5 years, man. 5 long years I've been looking for a building. Now, I could have given up the ghost a long time ago and said, you know, I'll never find it. It ain't going to happen. I'm not going to find it in the right location. It's not going to be the right size, you know. Not going to have the amount of parking that I need, you know. And I saw it. And the first day I saw it, I jumped on it, man. I mean, I jumped on that thing. And it happened. But it took 5 years to find it. 5 years. So now the building is now inside. It's just gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. Ring is set up. And, oh, man, custom showers, custom training room, oh, just beautiful lobby. I mean, 4 bathrooms. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, y'all. Private parking, phenomenal location. I'm only about, a little over 2 miles from actually downtown Greenville's Main Street, which has about 100 restaurants. So the location is actually premium. So, I mean, it's a good day, it's a good week, it's a good world, and it's a good life. And we all we got to think that way, you know, constantly. Think that way and never give up on your dream. And if you don't have a dream, I highly encourage you to get one. Get a dream. Think about what you really would like to do, about a passion that you would like, something you could really, really dig your teeth into, that, man, this is what I want to do. This is what's going to make me happy. And it doesn't have to be something where you put these lofty goals up there if you're going to make millions of dollars. I mean, that would be great. But it's not necessary. Money is not always the cure. Being happy is absolutely paramount. Being happy is paramount. Now, if you're fortunate and blessed enough to make a good living doing something that you love, you've hit the lotto. You've absolutely hit the lotto. So anyway, it's good stuff, y'all. Great, great stuff. Before I go along any further, I gotta bring in my boy, Steve New with the Stephen P. New Law Firm. I don't want Steve New to get mad at me, because then he'll come after me. And I don't want him to come after me. I would prefer to have him representing me. And if you happen to need any legal representation, Steve New is your guy. He is proven. He's an amazing human being. He's incredibly knowledgeable. I mean, he knows law inside and out. He will go up against any major brand. There is no brand too big for Steve New, and he's got a track record of victories to document what I'm saying. I call him the crusher of the courtroom, because once he gets that opportunity, once he gets nose to nose and toes to toes, well, whoever is unfortunate to be going up against Steve New, Steve will crush them, because that's how good he is. If you need legal representation, reach out to my friend Steve New. Here's his toll-free number, 800-208-9169, 800-208-9169, or you can go to his website, newlawoffice.com. That's newlawoffice.com. If you just happen to reside down along the Carolina coast between Myrtle Beach, Charleston, South Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, you ever have any roof issues, there's only one person to contact. I call him the master of disaster. It's David Brown with the famous roof company. He's an icon down there. He is a legend down there. Man, these insurance companies, when it comes time for them to pay, they don't want to do it. If you have David Brown as your roofer, they're going to pay, and they're going to pay fast. Doesn't make any difference what kind of roof it is. It could be a flat roof, residential, commercial, shingle, heavy metal, y'all, slate, tile. They do it all. They get it right the very first time. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of satisfied customers. AAA, Better Business Bureau rating. Easy for me to say. Hey, you need a roof. Poof. Call my man David Brown. Here's his number, 843-267-5428, 843-267-5428. Or if you want to go down to Myrtle and just hang and chill and just take the edge off, kick back, relax, have some good food, walk up and down that beach, jog up and down that beach, man, only one person you want to reach out to, her name is Vicki Jackson. She is nicknamed the Vacation Rental Condo Queen of Myrtle Beach. You want a great deal. You want a great location. She can hook you up. Reach out to Vicki Jackson, my good friend. And here's her number, 843-945-4924. 843-945-4924. Oh, man. Man, oh, man. Lastly, I want to tell you about my good friend Danny Story. Danny Story is amazing. He's a premier mortgage loan officer at First Bank Mortgage. They do business all across the United States. Danny, over 23 years in this business. He's truly famous for getting his clients the best possible mortgage loan to suit their needs. He's a residential guru, totally. Maybe you want to buy a home, you want to buy a condo, maybe you want to refi. Refinancing is red scorching hot right now. You might be looking for a conventional loan, an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan. Do yourself a favor and go to DannyStory.com. DannyStory.com. You get all his contact info there. You can even pre-qualify yourself there. It won't cost you a penny. You want to reach out to Danny Story. I promise you, he's everything you ever want in a lender. Everything you ever, ever want in a lender. DannyStory.com. And I would like to personally thank Danny. Danny sent me a fabulous, fabulous, we're going to call it an arena warming gift, a universal Wrestling College Arena warming gift. It's absolutely amazing. I appreciate his loyalty. I appreciate his friendship, just like I appreciate all you that tune in and listen to this show every week. Man, life couldn't be any better right now. It really couldn't be any better. I'm so thankful to be part of professional wrestling. Man, I started out the hard way. Gosh, dude, I started the hard way. It was tough. But I hung in, man. I hung in and did the grind. You know, I did the grind. And that's just life. You got to grind it out. Some will, some won't. So what? You know, and that's the thing. You just don't stop grinding, man. You never let go of your dream. Ever let go of your dream. If you don't have one, get yourself a dream. Get after it. Get up. Get out. Get after it. If those of you that are having some issues you're dealing with, and we all deal with issues, we all have some problems, man, we all have to overcome. I've said it in the very beginning of this, doing this episode, very, very beginning, I've been talking about overcome. Do what I did. Write it down on a sheet of paper and with a big old Sharpie. I like black. Overcome with a big exclamation point. Put that baby on your fridge where you'll see it every day. Magnetize it, gorilla glue it. You know, it doesn't make any difference. Duct tape it. Do something with it to keep it up there. And look at that thing. And I can tell you this, you will be coaching yourself up. You will be coaching yourself up. Every time you look at that, you will be reminding yourself, I have to overcome this. I've got to overcome this. I've got to beat this, because we all know there's something coming at us all the time. All the time, something's coming at us, man. You know, it could be a health issue. It could be some type of a relationship issue, a job issue, the boss, I mean, who, unemployment. It goes on and on and on and on. But when these things come at us, we've got to be able to deal with them head on. We can't run and hide. We can't put our heads in the sand. You know, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% on how you respond. And we all have to be responders, man, and not let anything or anyone destroy us. They're out there, and let them get off on that. Don't ask me why, I don't know. A lot of people get off on watching somebody else sink to the bottom. They get off on that. You know, you know it's true. Look at the media. I mean, my goodness, it's all negative. Everything is negative. Everybody's beating everybody up. You know, I would not want to have my name really associated with that. Always hammering somebody, always throwing somebody under the bus. I would not want to be associated with that. Now, have we all, and I certainly admit it like anybody else, sure, we've all said things sometimes that we shouldn't have said. We were angry, upset, whatever. But, you know, that's part of the coaching ourselves up. It's part of the reprogramming ourselves. We've got to reprogram ourselves. We've got to get our minds right, man. We've got to get our attitude right. And it pays off. It totally pays off. I would much rather be around a positive thinker than someone who's always whining and complaining and knocking, backstabbing somebody else. Bad place to be. If you know anybody, if that's your circle, get away from that circle. Get into the right circle. It makes a tremendous difference. I'm going to cut out of here. It's all great news. I want to congratulate one more time, though. I want to congratulate Billy Corgan, David Lagana, the roster of athletes, everybody involved. Everybody involved with that production, everybody in that company. I want to congratulate them all. I mean, you talk about well done. Oh, darling, well done. Absolutely well done. Once again, thank you, Mike's Hard. So excited about this. So totally over the moon about it. Does it warm the cockles of my heart? Yes, it warms the cockles of my heart. Am I as pleased as punch? Yes, I'm as pleased as punch. That's what you want to hear, isn't it? Absolutely, man. Okay, I'm cutting out, y'all, making this one kind of short. I want to get it up there. Today is Sunday. I want to get it up there and get it out there. So listen, spread the word, share the word, share the word on NWA Power. Share the word, man. It's all good stuff. Check out my website. You see the link right there, UniversalWrestlingCollege.com, UniversalWrestlingCollege.com. And hey, if you or you know somebody who really wants to take a crack at professional wrestling, it doesn't have to necessarily be wrestling. It could be commentating like Cornette. Yeah, Cornette. Cornette can't last forever. He thinks he can, but Cornette can't last forever. You heard me, Jimmy. That's right. I'm talking a little trash. You know, it could be a manager, a valet. You might feel like you're really super creative and have some great ideas that you can lend to professional wrestling. Yeah, we encompass all that. We can teach and coach you. It doesn't make any difference what aspect of professional wrestling you would like to pursue. So you can go on that website, UniversalWrestlingCollege.com. There's an application there. Fill out that app, and we'll get back. You know you don't want to keep grinding every day. You want to be in the professional wrestling business. Of course you do. But in the meantime, look to the west. Who is it? Yes, it is. You guessed it. It is none other than the Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, 242 pounds. He's the women's pet. He's the men's regret. And oh, Podcast Nation, you still ain't heard nothing yet before I split. Always remember, no matter who, what, where, we all got to work together. And that's why I'm bringing on my boys, Can Heat. Kick it up.
Come on, come on, let's work together. Now, people.